today, so I don't know what.
Okay, let's learn. Let's learn. I don't know what that is.
9 o'clock.
Okay. Halakeach uba parasa shall evade koichav. The person who purchases the uba of the parasa shall evade koichav. Yeah, you buy the uba. The guy has dealing with here. We're done with the sugis of tetach amor. Now we're going to learn the halacha of a regular bechara, firstborn and behemoth tahira. Good.
Yeah.
A behemoth. There are three categories of bechara. There is tetach amor, behemoth tahira, and there is adam, human being. Now we're going to learn the sugya of the bechor.
What's the second one?
Behemoth tahira, a kosher animal.
What's that? That's a mice behemoth, though.
No, it's a special gezeres hakasa of the firstborn of your animals, your kosher animals. You give to the kohen, and the kohen is makir. Besides mice behemoth, yeah. Correct? That's correct.
You give the first one also.
The firstborn animal is given entirely to the kohen. Mice behemoth, you keep for yourself. Maisa behema, you select, the animals go to the pen, you select them, each tenth animal, and you offer it as a korban on the mizbeach.
Ah, but it doesn't go you're allowed to eat it.
You're allowed to eat it. It's yours. This is mamon ba'olam, it's your korban. But when it comes to bechor, the firstborn animal, you give it to the kohen, and the kohen offers it as a korban, and he eats the meat. He does with it whatever he wants, he is in charge.
Okay.
So now the halacha is only true in a case where the animal is entirely owned by a Jew. But if the animal is owned by a guy or b'shutfis with a guy, then there is no din of might of bechor, and that's what we do with zman hazeh. We do not want today the zman of bechor. Petachamar, same exact thing. If the guy has any shaykhis,
so in all three cases,
all three cases.
You mentioned three cases.
Human being.
You said ma'isa behema.
No. Petachamar, bechor behema,
bechor
adam, human being.
Bechor adam. Okay, so bechor adam.
So if you own an eved.
A slave, there's no din, Petra, so there's no din. There's no
he's
din.
Not mom
there's
no, he's not goofy.
There's no din b'char by redeeming a firstborn by an Eved Kanani. You go and you have a Shifcha Kananis, the person who owns a Shifcha Kananis and an Eved Kanani, and they have children, and there's a firstborn child. There is no halacha of Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen only applies to Yisraelim b'nei Chayrin, period. So here we're dealing with Behema Tehoira. And the Behema Tehoira, the guy owns the mother. And I contract to purchase the uba, the fetus inside the mother. Halakeach, a one who purchases.
Normally, the baby would be half owned by each.
The baby.
In other words, it's shutvis with a guy.
Right.
So the mother is 50-50, let's say.
No,
so normally
better or worse. We don't need that's similar. The money is owned partially, but the mother is owned partially by the guy. Also, but let's say the mother is owned.
Mother is owned by the guy, but now you buy the Uber from the guy.
That's the case,
right?
So the halacha is you're still potter. Gzeres hakasa of you have to own the mother and the child.
Oh.
The din of bechor, there's a chalois. There is an element of bechor that requires the mother. It's not enough just a child.
Really? That's what this mission is telling you.
Yes. Halakech Uber person who purchases the Uber parasa shloch alav uchavim. Or v'hamaycherloi, or let's say you own the mother and
okay.
You sell.
Uba parasai?
Yes, the uba, the fetus of the para, the cow, a pregnant cow. You know what a cow is? You ever see one of those things? A cow? Me? I'm a male. I'm not a cow. I'm a bull. I'm a bull, not a cow. I'm a bull. Okay, so a cow is a female. Sorry to break it to you. A cow is a female, and is now pregnant. And now the female is about to release the uber, and I purchased the cow was owned by a guy, a Gentile. I purchased from the guy the uber, and now the uber is born. Am I obligated to give this firstborn to a kohen midin bechor? The answer is no.
Because
I own the baby. I own the baby 100%. Every mashu. Since the mother,
he bought it while I was pregnant.
Right.
So
even before it was pregnant.
That's why.
Exactly.
So it was pregnant when it was in the Avid Kachavin's Rishos. Isn't that the point?
No, that's not the point. No.
What's the point?
Is that the mother is owned by a guy. That's the point. The point is not the ownership of the Uber, because let's say you go and you would contract.
The ownership of the mother?
Yes. If the guy, being that the guy owns the mother, that takes away from the potential for the child, the Uber, to have the status of a firstborn.
Even if it makes up with the guy that whenever this para has a baby,
correct,
it'll be mine, I'm buying it from you now.
It doesn't matter. Even though I own the Uber from day one, from the very first moment of its existence, it doesn't matter, because part of the division is teaching, the part of the Chalais of Bukhar, you need a Yiddish Imam.
And a Petter Rechem, and a
Chamar? Zelbazach, that was the last parak. That was the last Mishnah.
Right, so if the mother is owned,
If the mother is owned by the guy and I purchase the Uber, the Chamar that comes out, it does not matter.
Okay.
You need to own the mother. The mother gives Kedusha to the child. If the mother is owned by a guy and you purchase the child, there is no halacha of Bechor. You got that? It's so simple. What? Good. Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
Halokeach Uber Parasoi Shel Oived Koichav. A guy has a para. A cow. And I go over to him and I say, I see that your cow is pregnant. Can I please purchase the Uber inside the mother? Surrogate mother, right? Maisim b'chol yom tov, right? You go and they, whatever they do this. Or vice versa. V'hamoicher loy. The Jew owns the mother. And the Jew sells the Uber to the guy. And then the cow gives birth. And we have now an Uber that is owned by a guy, but the mother is still owned by the Jew. Then we learned last parak, you're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy. Why not? Why?
Because the Gemara selling, the people who own things are stronger
Shabbos
than the people who buy things.
What? The reason why are you not allowed to sell an animal to a guy?
Maybe you'll use it for avodah zarah.
No. Shabbos. Because Marasayim. People are going to think that you did not sell it to him. Until now, everyone knew this was owned by a Jew. Until everyone knows that this is a Yiddish Shapara. And all of a sudden, they see you doing Moloch on Shabbos. They go, and there's a Halacha D'Oraisa, a Seres HaDibur, Shvisas Behemtoy. Your animals are not allowed to do labor for you on Shabbos. This animal is roaming the streets, everyone knows this animal belongs to you, and then one day everyone sees the animal is doing malacha, they do not know that you went to closing. They do not know that there was a contract, it was for sale or the closing. And people think that this para, this animal is owned by a Jew, and the Jew is now in violation of the halacha. I'm explaining that, you're not listening. You don't listen to what I say. What?
In Maracha, just stay with me, that's all.
What?
What about something? How about if you sell an inanimate object to a guy?
There's no halacha of shvus behemtoy.
There's no halacha of shvus kalim.
Kalim, are you allowed to recharge your shaver on Shabbos? Are you allowed to recharge your electric utensils on Shabbos? Yes. Are you allowed to let your computer keep on Shabbos? Don't turn the computer off on Shabbos. Your smartphone, you allowed to plug it over Shabbos? Highlight it. Oh, but it's doing malacha on Shabbos. There's no halacha in the world called shvisas kalim. Your utensils are allowed to do malacha for you on Shabbos, provided that it's not avshim milsa, provided that they make noise and no one knows about it. But an animal, a living creature, also, it's part of the Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments.
Your donkey, your shor, and your chamar must rest on Shabbos. You are not allowed to put them to work on Shabbos, just like you may not do malach on Shabbos, your animals may not do malach on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed, and as an extension of not do malach on Shabbos, you are not allowed to sell your animals to a goy on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to sell your animals to a goy on Shabbos? Because people do not know. People are not aware that the animal has been sold to a goy. People will still, the average person will still think, will recognize the animal, and will say, oh, this animal belongs to a Yid. And look, it's doing Malach on Shabbos. And therefore, they're going to suspect that you're an Avarion. You're not Nizr in the Aseres HaDibros.
So you're going
to be this Lifnei Iver, your cousin? No, not Lifnei Iver. It's Mar Asayin. It's not good for Shaduchim. They're going to suspect that you're ignorant of the halacha, that you're allowing your animal to do malacha on Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal said, you're not allowed to sell an animal that is recognizable as being your animal to a guy, because not everyone has the time to find out that this animal has been sold to a guy. And they're going to think it's owned by a Yid. Afal pi, even though she'ein rashai, you're not allowed to do this.
Right.
So what? But let's say a person does do this. A person is in a balavera, and he sells his... he sells the ubar of his cow to a guy. So what is the halacha? If you sell the firstborn cow, is there a mitzvah to give it to the kohen, the firstborn, to give it to the kohen midin bechor? Do you have to? I guess I'm assuming it means you have to buy it back from the guy and give it to the kohen because it has kedushas bechor. The answer is no. Just because you own the mother, there is no requirement according to halacha to give the firstborn to the kohen because the firstborn is owned by a guy. And if it's owned by a guy, it potter from the mitzvah of bechor behema tahira. Next. The amishtatef, this we do is on a zeh, shutfis.
How many of you sell it
to the guy? Yud gimel. What?
Well, it's still an Uber. He sells it to the guy, no, the guy
once,
sells it back to you.
Once, the critical moment is the moment of birth. If at the moment of birth you own it, then you chayiv.
So it could be chayiv again.
Yes.
The mother is yours.
Yes.
And the child is sold and bought back.
But the critical moment is the petach amar, the moment when it comes out of the womb. Right. That's a critical moment. Okay, now next is the next very halachah l'maisa, v'hamishtatev lo, you have partnership in the mother. V'chein hamishtatev lo, you have a partnership. What is the halacha? There is no mitzvah b'char. If a guy has any small partnership, ownership in the mother or the child, and that is what is done b'zman hazeh, we do not want b'zman hazeh there to be a b'char, have kedushas b'char, because what are you going to do with the firstborn? You have to give it to the kohen, and the kohen is not going to be able to bring it as a korban, and therefore because they cannot bring it as a korban, you have an obligation to first let it develop a blemish. Problem is, you're not allowed to inflict the blemish. You have to wait until it gets a blemish on its own. And that can take years. And in the meantime, the animal can be destructive. It will eat and eat and eat and destroy and destroy and destroy. Who knows, it may never get a blemish. And then you're stuck with it. You can't do anything to the animal because that's Kedusha. And then when it finally gets a blemish, who are you going to give it to? You have to give it to a kohen, a miyuchas. Okay, a pidyon haben, we do also. You give it to a kohen, so you give it to a kohen. But the zman hazeh, people today, people who are in the business of owning livestock, are super duper careful to make sure that a guy has a partnership in his business, even a small teeny mashahu, in order to exempt all of the animals from the mitzvah, the rights of bechor, behema, tahira.
What does
it mean, mekabel
menu? It's interesting that you're allowed to take in a guy just to
exempt the animal from petach hamar.
To say, if I have intent, if I'm doing it purposely for that reason,
yes, it's smooth. You have no choice with zman hazeh. You have no choice. What is the alternative?
Because you can't.
Abba b'chol has kedusha. The halach, so if you give
so
it to a guy, but that's a chamar. That's a chamar. Now we're learning the sugya b'char behema tahira, a kosher animal, a para.
B'zman hazeh, partnership with a guy.
Yes, you must.
Why? Because otherwise.
Because otherwise, if you have a firstborn animal, what are you going to do with it? The firstborn animal.
Give it to a kohen.
What is he supposed to do with it?
Eat it.
No, he has to be as a carbon.
That's not long.
Yeah. If it has no blemish, if it has no blemish, no, he can derive benefit only if it has a blemish. Only so if it has no blemish, then you have to give it to a kohen. The kohen has to bring it as a carbon. What carbon? What are you talking about? Well, you can't bring carbon as manazeh. So what is also then? What's the next best thing to do? Is let it get a blemish. You let it free, let it graze until let it roam around, let it injure itself. And when it gets a blemish, it's no longer eligible to be offered as a carbon.
Or you bring in a guy as a partner.
Right. Now, to get a blemish, to let it get a blemish is not a practical solution because it could take years.
Yeah.
How is it to inflict a blemish is osur. Right. Isur derayis to be matal mum bikodoshim is a terrible avera. Terrible avera. So you can't inflict a wound. You have to let it get a wound by itself. How do we let it get a wound by itself? Let it roam around. Let it roam around. Nothing's going to happen to it. It's not going to get a blemish so quickly. And in the meantime, it's going to eat other people's property. It's going to eat, and destroy property, and be a danger to society. So the only solution is to make sure that this animal has no obligation from the get-go to be chayiv in Bukhar by allowing a guy, a non-Jew, to have a partnership in the animal. That is what is done bizman hazeh. That is if you don't make a partnership, you're in a lot of trouble. Now, what is the highest level of smicha? There is yara, okay. It was a little less. You get a smicha. You can be the. I don't know. They give smicha. It's not real smicha. Whatever that you can paskin. You can be a rabbi. You can be a rabbi, and then they get smicha that you can paskin yoredeya, yoyra. And then you get a higher level of smicha, yodin, you can pass on chayshin mishpat. And then you get a highest level of smicha. Highest level of smicha is matir b'chayres, where you can be matir a firstborn. You're eligible to paskin. This animal has a blemish, and is mutter to be given to a kohen and does not need to be offered as a carbon. Matir b'chayres is the third level of smicha.
It is?
Yes.
And what happens? You give it to a kohen?
Yes.
You still have to give it
you
to a kohen.
You still must give it to a kohen. You still must give it to a kohen, but the kohen no longer can bring it as a carbon because it has a blemish. It's not eligible. So what does he do? He eats it. He eats it. Now, Bizman has said there are two reasons why you make sure of this. Number one is
once it gets a blemish, you can eat it. Yeah.
Yes. And you have to give it. Bizman has said we're not happy about doing this because no one today can really call himself a kohen miyuchas. You'll ask me, but when it comes to the shul, gets a kohen, and when it comes to duchening, and it comes to picking a ben.
You could verify today, we know no, the DNA. The shach, and we know
okay,
the shach
fine.
Is a direct descendant of Eli HaKohen, who's a direct descendant of
even, the I'm not, I've never be. Heard, I've never yeah, heard that, that they, even these people, it's
Kohen Miyuchasim, yes.
Look at the, today, look at the DNA, you see that
they're DNA means nothing.
One second,
DNA means nothing.
Somewhere in between, the one of the great-grandparents married, became a cholol?
Oh.
Married
there
a
guy? Many,
how would you know?
You don't know. You don't know. The there. DNA means nothing because exactly because you can have from the father, you can have a cholol, you can have all the gerushos, all these different stories. And even today, to someone for someone to say, I'm an enikel of Eli HaKohen today, no one can prove it. No, they can say whatever they want to say, they can make up stories.
Alien.
You've never really heard the Rappaport, there's all these different stories. Okay, fine. If they claim that they're a Kohen Miyuchas and it's accepted in Kabbalah, Mikabel.
Right.
But just Stamazai, the average Kohen in the street is going to say, I'm a Kohen Miyuchas. It's not accepted today. So therefore, even though we have no choice, when it comes to duchening, and when it comes to getting the first aliyah, and it comes to pidyon haben, you don't have a choice. Take the best you got. You have to. You don't have a choice to do these mitzvahs. You must do these mitzvahs. I don't have a choice. I have to pidyon haben. You have the firstborn.
But look, so if that's the case, why are we so lenient? That's
true. Gedoyel chazaka. But when you have an alternative, and a way out, then we're not looking to go and get the goyim in the house. Look for a way out. Yeah. When it comes to duchen, you don't have a choice. Chazal said you have to do it. It's a halacha. It says in the Torah, you have to duchen. You don't have a choice.
Why don't we duchen every day?
Good, that's a whole shayla. The Ramah. The Ramah says,
what's the reason
Simcha. He goes every single day, b'li yoytzeh min haklal, to a svar shemayin to be zoycha to birchas kohanim. You know what we talk over here?
His face glows.
Yeah. You know what we talk over here? We are over here.
Rabbi
a Kaddish.
Eisenberg?
He travels, he travels miles every single day, not to miss.
Young Eisenberg, yeah.
He was there this morning for Pichiskan.
Yeah. With a long beard?
Yeah. Comes during Ben Zman.
He goes every single day. The Chasam Seifer.
Where's this with Swarish Shemin?
In Yosef.
Oh, it's like a minion factory.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful.
Yeah.
He goes every day.
Where is it?
On P.
It's a beautiful. They have a minion factory. They give to eat. It's like a Shabbos place. Yeah.
He goes every day to Yedochanik. But Ashkenazim, we do not. The Ramah. Uvnei Yisrael Yoytzim, B'yod Ramah. There's no Simcha. In order to do that, Be'ahava, there has to be love. It's Hashras Hashchina Nevu Ein Nevu Ein Shchina Shoyel Al Simcha. In Galus, there's no Simcha. There's no Yishevadas. The Ramah says, "Memela, we do not duchen." The Gra tried to institute the smil. And what happened? They arrested him that night. The morning before they
were. You mean Minashimam? He was arrested.
No, not Minashimam. No, the police came. Not Minashimam. The police came and they arrested him. They made a bilbul about him. The Hasidim. The early Hasidim, they made a whole bilbul about it. They came, they arrested him. He took it as a sign in Hashemayim that it should not be done. The Chasam Sofer. Yes, you don't know the story.
No.
I think only the who was arrested? Which one?
The Baal Tanya. He was in prison.
Yes, the Gro famous.
And the Tosis Yom Tov was arrested.
The Gro was also arrested.
And
how can we make a party?
Rappenberg
he was never released. He died in prison. He wasn't buried for how many years?
I know.
We don't make a celebration.
For 18 years, I
think. Taka's a new gili tonight. They never appreciated this. That us Litvaks, we don't celebrate his release. We don't have a Yutas Kislev.
How long was he in prison?
What?
He was in prison? How long?
I don't know. For a short time, I don't know. No, the Groh.
I never knew this.
The Vilna Goyim, God Samayas, this is all part of the building.
I know that the Geret Tzedek in Vilna,
he was killed.
And the Vilna Goyim
came to visit him in the prison.
If you want, I'll bail you out with the Hashem.
Right, no, I don't want.
He refused. He refused.
You believe that? That story is a sure story.
Why?
We don't like to hear these stories. So I'm gonna read it with the shame Hashem. If Kabbalah he nikabel, in Kabbalah he if
they say Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel says Rabbi Akiva, he said echad, right? So
yeah.
They said ad kan, the tamidim, yeah. So he says pshat, we mean ad kan. Continue. There's a shem. There's a certain shem you could put away a guy. He said no. I've been waiting for this moment to be killed.
In Kabbalah he the Kabbal. In Kabbalah the Kabbal. But I once heard someone say, I think
Rabbi Akiva knew that.
Avigdor Miller said, I think Rabbi Akiva.
This Pshat according to Litvaks, the Pshat is good Chassidim. What happened over there?
Eventually got out. But he said, the Gross said that he took it as a sign in Hashemayim. He took it as a sign in Hashemayim. The reason why he was arrested and he was taken away from the community and incarcerated was because the next morning, he was planning on reciting, on having the Kohanim recite Birchas Kohanim. And he saw this was a Siman HaShemayim that they would not mask him. The Chassam Sofer, the Zelbezach, he also wanted to read into the Birchas Kohanim Chutz La'aretz, and a fire broke out.
Oh, that's what I thought it was.
And he said he took that as a Siman HaShemayim that they do not want this. They do not want this.
From Oyel Yaakov, Charles Oyel Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Sespart, you know who, one of the. He was one of he attacked Shabtai Tzvi. You know Rabbi Shmuel. He lived in Italy. He was one of the few Gedolim who realized who he was. And there's a chuv. Someone asked him, very big kids. Someone asked him that they want to reinstitute his chevra, want to reinstitute a Birchas Kohanim every day. So the bottom line is no. Since it's Rishon, the one in Berea Institute, so true, you can look it up. He's a Lach Lamai, so you can't.
Okay. One of the other reasons you should know why we don't do this because in Chutz Li'aretz, the one of them, this is the Ramos. The Ramos is Simcha.
Well, which Simcha? I want to look this up. Where's this?
In Arachayim, the beginning, by Chazor Sashatz.
What did you want to say?
There are at least five other reasons why we don't do it. The other reason is because we don't have Kohanim. In Chutz Li'aretz, we don't really trust the Kohanim, that they're Miyuchasim. Due to the tsaris of Golos, in Chutz Li'aretz, we don't have faith that the Kohanim are Miyuchasim. Exactly what you said, and we don't want to make Brachos Levatol and go through this whole thing.
Yeah, who says that?
I don't know. One of the Noisei Kalim says this. But in Eretz Yisrael,
we see the Svarim do. Yet the Svarim do it.
Okay, the Svarim didn't. The Svarim did. But in Eretz Yisrael, they're the Miyuchasim. The Miyuchasim. The people in Eretz Yisrael, they were Moisim Nefesh, so there they have better Yichos. They have better yichos. So now just show there, they talk there, even Ashkenazim do smicha.
Sure,
I once heard a drush. I love this drush. This drush, why don't we do this? Because Birchon requires you to raise your hands. Noisias kapa. In Golos, in Chutz Li'aretz, a yid doesn't raise their hand.
Because of anti-Semitism?
No, you don't. Raising your hand means I'm the balabas. When you raise your hand, I'm the balabas here. I'm in charge here. We're not the balabatim in America. We're not the balabas in Golch. It's not the derech of a yid to be noisy as kapov amongst goyim. You're looking for trouble. You're looking for trouble. To raise your hand means, what do you mean you raise your hand? I'm the balabas. A yid doesn't raise his hand in Golos. You hear? Rav Shol Zev.
Who says that answer? Who gives?
He doesn't go for that.
I make it up as I go along. No, I don't know. It's not me. A yid doesn't raise in Golos. He's not the balabas in Golos. We don't belong here. We belong in the Eretz HaKodesh. We don't belong in Thomas River. We don't belong in Jackson. We don't belong in Flatbush. We belong in Eretz HaKodesh. Why don't you move to Eretz Yisrael?
Why not?
Do you want to? You want to go vote?
Yep.
Do you know the Chazon Ish that I read this recently in the book, Steinberg book? Chazon Ish says that you should tell people to go vote even when they were sitting Shiva. he said they should go vote.
Wow.
It's a mitzvah to go vote. Even people
I like
sin,
to see that in writing.
Right here in the book. Right here in the book. Right after. I dropped the book.
He almost fainted. He was in favor of voting the
He told people that. He told people. Sakonis nefashos. Sakonis nefashos.
No, if he says it, he says it. I like to see it.
I didn't believe it either. Who says the book is
even
true?
Even of Shiva? Wouldn't he keep that sitting Shiva?
Yeah, I'll show you. I read this 10 times. I didn't believe it.
How did we get to
it's a controversial book. You told me this.
No, that's a different book. This is an art school book. This book is not controversial.
Okay, next.
Vaita. I'll show you, Mamash, right after Mamash. I'll show you. What does Mikal mean? It means that you are raising the para of the guy. What's the case? The guy owns the para. Yeah? And the guy says, listen, I got to go to work. I need someone to take care of my para. Can you, Jew, do me a toiva and take care of the para? The Jew says, what are you going to give me in exchange for my hard labor? Every other baby you get to keep. You get to keep the first baby, and the second baby is mine, the third baby you keep. We're making an arrangement. The arrangement is, though, that you will be able to keep for yourself the first baby that's born from this para in exchange for babysitting my para. That's called Kabbalah. And now the baby is a makabel man, or now the baby is born. Are you chayiv to give this firstborn baby as pidyon haben? The answer is to the kohen. The answer is no.
Could you repeat it again? I don't understand. The baby is not yet born.
The guy has a para. The guy owns the para. And the guy says, I need someone to babysit my para.
Yeah.
Will you, Jew, babysit my para?
Okay, he babysits.
Yes. What's my reward? What's my schar? The guy says the reward is that the firstborn baby you get to keep for yourself. That's what it's like a sharecropper.
Okay, so then the Chamar is born. A sharecropper.
Who owns the land? The guy owns the land. The Jew works the land. He tends the land. You get a third of the crop. HaMakabel Nimenu.
So what's that like?
No, Potter. There's no requirement to give this baby to the coin within Behema Bukhar, Behema Tahira. Because since the mother is owned by a guy, you're exempt. HaMakabel Nimenu. Good?
Yeah.
Let's say the Jew owns the para, and the Jew says, puts out an ad, I'm looking for a babysitter. And the guy says, I'll be a babysitter in reward for giving me the firstborn animal. And the guy takes the animal, and the baby is born. The firstborn animal has no kiddushas behema b'char behema tehoira.
Because
the guy gets to keep it. That's the arrangement. The para is owned by the yid. And the arrangement is that the guy gets to keep
the... And why the other way around? The guy...
No, well, same thing the other way around. The potter, both cases.
The yid takes care of the
same thing, potter, in both cases.
Why is it?
Gezeris HaKosov. Gezeris HaKosov.
Why? Because it's still the guy's?
Because if a guy... Yeah, because the guy owns the mother. Either the guy has the chelak in either the mother or the uber, that's enough to a potter.
And
if there's any... Mash of chelik, the mother, you potter. Potter of Bechorah. Shnemar, it says in the pasuk, here's the pasuk. Be Yisrael. The word Be Yisrael is superfluous. It's obvious. Who else? The Torah is only in the Klal Yisrael.
Which pasuk is that? Yisrael?
On the side of the Gemara, let's see.
Exactly, come from Yisrael.
Ki lichol b'chor b'yom ha-koisi es b'chol b'chor b'eretz Yisrael. Mechikdashi lichol b'chor Be Yisrael. Who else? Who else, if not Klal Yisrael? It's an extra word to make a drasha. And the drasha is that the ganze zach from the beginning, aleph to tough, from the mother to the child, has to be born by a yid. Avaloi ba'achem, not amongst goyim. Next, another halacha. Koyhan v'alevim, chayavim. What about a koyin levi? Let's say the koyin, here is a unique halacha. Koyin levi, the koyin has an animal. And the koyin's own animal gives birth to a bukhar. Does the koyin have an obligation to be makar of the bukhar as a carbon? Yes. A levi, does he have an obligation to give it to a koyin? Yes. A Kohen and a Levi by Behema Tehoira is not like the law of a Bechor Adam.
Right.
The only time there is an exemption are by humanoids, not by animals. Okay? Human being is a different law. Bechor, a Kohen, a Kohen, a Levi, a Chayam, a Niftu, a Bechor, a Behema Tehoira, Ela, the only exemption be Naben, umi Petah Hamor, the Zel Bazach, when it comes to Hamor, a donkey. The chamor, if a coin has a chamor and it gives birth to a pet chamor, potter.
Right. It says.
It says there's no din of redemption of the se after. The only time we have an obligation by kohen levi is when it comes to a behema tohira. Now when it comes to people, my area of now the words my and to the ubar chamor liberation. Now here kash, why is it? The Tani Uber Chamor Liberation, going against the general question, the order of the Masechta, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he was the Messiah of the Mishnayos. Why is it that in the previous Perek we discussed the laws of Petach Hamor, and here now in Perek Sheni, we're first beginning to discuss the laws of the Bechor Behema Tehoira. You know, you would expect that you should start with a Tehoira before Tumah. Right?
Start with the shortest rules.
Start with
the Chamor is the shortest rules.
That's the answer. But the question is still a very good question. That if we're dealing with Tumah Tahara, what do you start with first? Tahara. The Torah was Tahara goes first. So Maishna the Tani Ubar the Fidus Chamoyre Bereisha v'Hal Tani Ubar Parasa Parasa. List the Bereisha Ubar Parasa the Kedusha Gufu, because that's Kedusha Saguf. V'Hal the List the Ubar Chamoyre the Kedusha Damu. That's the Kasha. Amni b'Marava. They said in Eretz Yisrael. Iba, he said one answer is either chavivalei kidei b'chanina. It's chaviv. A davar that's chaviv goes first. How do you know this? What's the Rabbi Chanina? What Rabbi Chanina said? Because what's the Rabbi Chanina? That why is there a din of bechor? A cham petach amar? Because the petach amar money, cash. Cash is chaviv. Money is chaviv. Cash is king. Chaviv, the Rambam says, because the chamar it carried the bizas mitzrayim. And that is why, because the Bukhar carried the Bizas Mitzrayim for us, we have an obligation to show Karas HaToiv and to give it Kedusha, to redeem the firstborn Chamor. That's Rabbi Chanina. That's the Hilik Allah Rabbi Chanina. It's a Peltek Zach. The more people come tell us that money is king. Okay? If you want to hear later a very nice story about money, I'll tell you later on, not now. Rabbi Chanina, that says, the Halacha B'nei, because by Yitzias Mitzrayim, every Yisrael Yatzu Lepachos Tishim Chamoydim. Here it says here in the Medrash, 90. Did you know that? 90. Every single Yid had 90 donkeys who carried Bizas Mitzrayim. Hafle Vofela. 600,000 Yidin. Each one of them had 90 donkeys. And what about the women and the children? There were approximately 2.5 million to 3 million people who left Egypt. Each, that does that mean that each one of them had 90 donkeys, only the men over 20 and above? I don't know. But they were at least, what is the mathematics? You know how to count? You know how to count? Count Dracula. After the animal, we had to count for us. 90 times 50. 600,000. 600,000. Okay, weiter. That's answer number one. Iba Yisim, another answer. Iba Yisim. I did Chaliv like Rabbi Yochanan. The very same. I did the Zutron Mils. This is what Rabbi Shlomi said. Rabbi Shlomi, he knows the daf already. I did the Zutron Nile the Behema Tameya Pasuk V'Shadi La. Since the laws of Behema Tameya are short and sweet, it's to our advantage to get it out of the way. Get out of the way.
What do you mean short? How are the shorter?
The laws of Petach Hamor are very short. There are not many laws. It's very simple. The laws of Bechor Behema Tehoira are extremely complex. How do you know they are extremely complex? It's the highest level of smicha. You can't get smicha for, you know, you can't get smicha, it appears, for Mata Bechoras unless you also have smicha for Yadin. That's Pashas. In order to get smicha to be matir or bechor for the Baal Mom,
you first
have to have smicha. It's not like different tracks. Different tracks.
You have to go to the next.
You got to go to the steps.
Yeah.
First is your yoyra.
You said it before.
No, I didn't say it before. I just said the different smichas. You have to go through the steps.
And therefore,
it's very, very complex. So before we enter into the world of complexity, it is kedai to free ourselves from the simple laws, and that is why the first parak discussed laws of Chamor. Aidi the mils of the milde zutron. They are short and sweet. Next piece of Gemara. Next Gemara, weiter. Amar Yitzchak. Amar Yitzchak bar Nachneini. Amar Shlakish. Mishum Yoshia Yisholt Shnasan Ba'is Lo Yichad Beheima Bidineim. A Yisrael that gave money to a guy to purchase the animal. Bidineim Arkois. You went to a secular court. How do you like that? If you go to Arkois today, you're finished. You're done, right? You're not allowed to go take another year to a secular court.
Correct? But you're with a good Rabbi.
Yes, that you're allowed to.
Let's say you go. You're allowed to take him to the bed.
What?
Rabbi Shechta says you can't go nowadays to a bezdin.
You can't take a guy to a bezdin.
You take
a year to a bezdin?
Yeah.
What?
Who can't take what?
You heard me right. A yid can take another yid?
Yeah, he says they're all fixed. They don't have any
What are you talking about?
Any Dayan of Lomchim?
What are you talking about? He's part of the Bezdin.
He does. He's
on the Bezdin. My father sat on the Bezdin with him. What are you talking about? You're misconstruing his statement. What are you talking about?
He says, don't go to a dintara.
And go to a Bezdin, go to our kois, and violate every halach and shulchan aruch.
That's right.
That's what he said. That's what he said to do.
He's your cousin. Cool.
And what?
Cool.
And he was one of the dayanim in the RCA Bezdin with my father.
In those days, it was okay.
In those days. Today it's a lot better. Today it's infinitely better than those days.
But the dinim.
It's still corrupt. Don't get me wrong.
What do you mean corrupt?
They're still corrupt. What did you
say?
They're still corrupt. But the reason why I tell you the reason why people do not go to Badin is very simple. It's very, very simple. Why you don't go to why you want you everyone agrees, believe us or not, you first go to a Bezdin to get a rubber stamp to get permission to go to court. That's the law. You go to Bezdin, you have a big shayla, a lot of money on the table. What do? You go to Bezdin, and the Bezdin
then
says
it's permitted to go to
they
get,
yeah,
court.
They make the good secular court their agents. Yes, that's the halacha.
But
you first you must
crazy.
Go.
That's like a loophole.
Yes. You have no choice.
But you make yourself like you don't understand what I'm talking about.
You have to, but you first must go. But today there are many cases where they do. They don't do din. They do dispute resolution. They pshara. Let me explain to you something very important to understand. The primary reason why people do not go to a Bezdin today is because there's no thing as an appeal. If you have $1 million case. And many people would be willing to go to Bezdin. They're willing to go to Bezdin. And Bezdin will make a pshara, 80-20, 60-40, 50-50. They'll do the best they can to make a fair dispute resolution according to the basic laws of Shulchan Aruch. There are many, many cases where people are willing to do that. Here's the problem. The problem is that the government, the secular government, recognizes Bezdin. And a Bezdin issues a psak halach that you have to pay this guy 80% of your dispute, you must give him that money. And if you don't give him that money, then the bank, then the guy goes to the police. And since the Bezdin is recognized, the RCA and the Bezdin America, they're recognized by the state of New York City, then it's a done deal. They'll foreclose on your property. They'll shut you down. They'll freeze your assets. That's the law. So I want an appeal. I feel that the Dayan was corrupt. The Dayan did not understand the complexities of the matter, and I feel that I want an appeal. Guess what? There's no such thing as an appeal. Mm-hmm. If you go through the Bezdin, and Bezdin issues a psak halacha,
that's it.
You have no choice. If you go to a secular court and the judge says guilty, pay the guy all the money. Guess what? Ain't over yet. You can appeal the decision, go to a higher court.
Oh, yeah.
And if that court passes against your favor, you can go to a higher court. And you could spend your whole life in court fighting over the money.
It's limitless. You could always go
Supreme Court.
Until there's nothing left.
Supreme?
Go always to the Supreme Court.
But ultimately, the Supreme says...
Well, it's not going to get... It's a stupid case. They're going to nip it in the bud. They're going to deny... There's a court of appeals. There's a whole court of appeals. You know what the court of appeals is? The court of appeals, they sit and they judge the judges. They judge if it's kedai to go to a higher level of court. The court got a whole circuit of the court of appeals, the Gansa Maisa. So you don't have that by a Bezdin. The city of New York says to the Rabbanim, you want to decide the issue? Givaldik, we'll back you up. You want to paskin? You can paskin. Whatever you say, we will enforce by law. But one thing, don't bother us with the court of appeals. Don't waste our time. So if I want to go sue someone for $1 million, and the Bezdin says I'm guilty, and the Bezdin says I lose, I lost? You crazy? The Bezdin, they don't know what they're talking about. So why do you go to this Bezdin? I made a mistake. I thought the Bezdin, they're trustworthy people. I realize now that they're not so good. They're not what I thought they were. So I want to appeal the decision. You're stuck. You cannot appeal the decision. If I would have gone to secular court and a guy with paskin from the bench wearing a black robe and a gavel with paskin that I'm guilty, I can go to the court of appeals and say, I don't like what he paskin. I want you to review the case. And if they review the case and they say, Taka, there's a problem, we go have another case. We go to a higher court and we have the case all over again. So people, by nature, always want the possibility of appeal. Tshuva! It's part of our blood. Every year you have an appeal. That is why that's the problem with the Batei Dinim. And the solution to make the Batei Dinim more acceptable is very, very simple, is to negotiate with the government that there can be an appeal. or to have in the Bezdin system an appeal, and that would solve 90% of all the problems, maybe 80%, 70% of all the problems with the Bezdin in Bezman Hazeh. Yeah?
Yeah, heard of it.
Did you know that before?
Yeah.
You knew that? Yeah. Could I come tonight to learn that, no?
Like Babov, for example.
Satma, Babov, Lubavitch.
They first went to
everyone, of course, of course.
And what did they say?
Then the go Rav Shtem. Go to the court. You have to just go to the court. And what did the judge say? The judge said to Rav Moshe, you decide. He said to Rav Moshe, to Satma.
Yeah,
to the previous rabbi. Yeah. He said,
well, he wasn't alive anymore.
No, when he was alive, he was very sick then. Yeah. He said, what are you coming to fight? What are you coming to? The judge says, let your father decide who gets the Yarshans. Yeah. The judge was very upset. What are you coming to me for? What are you coming to me? The judge said, I don't want to get involved over here. This is too complicated over here. Fighting Hasidim.
So fighting. Did he what do you call?
What? Did he decide? I think they made a pshar, whatever. They have two maluchas now. What's the difference? It's
Rome,
over. I know all the garbage.
And I'll take
what?
Right.
All Mariv Yitzchak. I'm a Rish Lakish. We should be born. Biggest chul Hashem in history. All of the Hasidish Maestos and Litvish also. All the Israelites are decided in the front page of the New York Times by secular courts. It's mamish for Eileh Hamishpagam Shatosim Lifnehem, Beloy Lifne Arkoyus. It's not a Chil Hashem. We cannot come to a resolution amongst ourselves. We have to go to Arkoyus. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Banach Mariam Rabbi Shlakish, Rishon Yerusha, Yishol Shnosim Mois Loev Gachav, Behem to Bidinehem. Oh, Bidinehem means their Dayanim. Arkoyus, go to Goyim, right? So therefore, how do I own the Alpi Shaloi Moshach, even though I did not make a Mashiach or Koneh? I own the animal. In other words, I purchased this animal in a secular court. So in a secular court, the Gemara is saying, how are you koina from a goy? How are you koina? Which kinyan works? Minatoyra kinyan kesef works. When you give cash, I give you cash, I own the animal. In Jewish law, if I give you midrabanan, if I give you cash, do I own your property? No. I must make a Mashiach. When it comes to metaltalin, I do not legally own, take possession of an item until I do Mashiach. That's a takon in the minute Rabbanon. Why? Shema Yorilo Nishifu Chitecha Beli. Okay, now for now, basically is, here I went to a secular court, and I went to buy this guy's animal, and I gave cash. Here is $100, and the judge says, he bangs the gavel, the Jew now owns the animal. Okay, tomorrow morning, the animal gives birth to a Bukhar. Is the Jew obligated to redeem the Bukhar?
No.
The Gemara says yes. Why? But I didn't do Mashiach.
Oh,
if I would have purchased the animal in a Jewish court, where are you going?
I'll be right back.
No, you're not going nowhere. I need you.
Come on, cut it out.
I need those 2 ears.
7 minutes anyway, okay.
So, if I would go buy from another yid, what do I need another yid? I need a Mashiach.
But you don't need Mashiach.
Oh, so, well, that's the question. But over here, but it's, you don't need Mashiach, right? With the name. It's like Kamara, Dina Malchus Dina over here, the Shulgamar over here, Dina Malchus Dina. But I'm purchasing it for religious purposes. I'm doing this for religious purposes. I want it to be a Karban, a Bukhar. Half of the fellow, what it says over here. That if I go and I buy from a guy, Bidinehem, Avapi Shaloi Moshach, I didn't think of Mashiach, which is what we need when we need, Kone, Vichayez Vichayra, half of the fellow, I'm Chayim Vichayra. Provaker Vichavim, Shinosan mostly Yisro Bibahem. Let's say the guy buys the animal from the Yid with money, Bidinehem, in non Jewish laws, Avapi Shaloi Moshach, Kone, Upotam in Abahema. Isn't it an amazing halacha that you're going to use over here the secular court? You're going to follow their halachas, their forms of acquisitions, in order to make a change in halacha if the animal is chayiv in the din bukhar. Isn't that amazing halacha? How far Chazal are recognizing their laws, their justice system, their transactions. Amar. Now we're going to review the halacha in much more detail. Amar. Here we go. Yisrael, second white line. Yisrael shnosamos levuchavim b'dinayim alpi shloim moshach kone chayes levuchayra. My b'dinayim. What exactly is the meaning of this b'dinayim? E name of b'dinayim. B'dinayim. The gufei. Now, what do you mean? What do we name b'dinayim? B'dinayim. The gufei. We mean. It means literally. the Gufa means, the Gufa over here means they themselves. Means their actual laws. How here does the title of a word be named the Gufa? According to the Gufa, the laws of a Goy. If a Jew buys property from a Goy, if a Jew buys property, dude, so what's the how are you coining from a Goy? It means you with Kesef. The Osei Bekal V'Choymer. No, the Gufa means how. I'm sorry. The Gufa means their body. Their body. If I want to buy a slave, if I want to go over to a guy and say, can you imagine, go over to a guy and say, sir, I want to buy you. Okay, you meet a guy on the street. I want to buy you. How much are you? How much are you? Are you for sale? Yes. How much do you want to purchase here? $100. Here. Yeah, I give the guy $100 cash. I now own his body. Okay, you can purchase a guy's guf, the flesh, the boss of Adam. How? Kesef. I'm not coming to buy the guy's guf. I'm coming to buy the guy's property. I want to buy your animal. So what does it mean, be the name, the gufe? If I were to purchase a slave, what is the method of acquisitions of human body, of human beings? Kesef. Now, I don't want to buy a slave. I want to buy an animal. And I want to be chayiv and pinyin aben. So we're going to suggest the osay it works. Bekal v'choymer. Im gufa konile, if I can acquire a guy by giving the guy cash, so im gufa konile yisrael bekesef, the civet says loreshes achuza. It says in the Torah that you will possess slaves as an acquisition, achuza. The Torah calls a slave an achuza, a possession. And a possession simply means land, earth. Hikishua kosov lachuza. Mahuza nicknames bekesef shav chazaka af evit kanani nickname bekesef and kesef. So mimoino like kol shekain. So the Gemara here is coming to introduce us to the sugya in the middle of Bechayros, middle of Mamish. I always tell people that Mesechta Bechayros is Mamish a shas mole. If Mesechta Kesubas is a shas katan, then Mesechta Bechayros is a shas mole. Literally, every daf is a new sugya in shas. A new sugya. Here you have Mamish, the sugya from Bava Kamma, the sugya of Kinyanim. And he's teaching you how are you koinem mitaltalin by a guy. And the Gemara is saying, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah how to be koinem mitaltalin by a guy. All we know by a guy is how to be koinem them. This nachaltim oisam libnechem acharechem loreshes achuza. To acquire goyim as slaves is called an achuza. How do you acquire karka? Karka is nicknames bekesef. So a guy is called achuza. The way you acquire a non-Jew's body is with kesef, shtar, chazaka. There is no such thing as meshicha by karka. So we're now trying to suggest, when it comes to acquire a guy's metaltalin, his movable property, you can acquire with kesef, kal v'chaymer. So the men l'koshchein, imkein, if that's the case, I feel b'shtar v'chazaka nami. If that is the case, then the halacha should be that if I want to go, why then does the Mishnah so say, I go and acquire bidinehem? You're telling me bidinehem means with kesef. The same halacha should be true if I acquire the guy's animal with chazaka, or with shtar. And yet the Mishnah says no. The only way I can acquire a parah to chayiv in Bukhar is only if I acquire the parah bidinehem, which we're now translating to mean with kesef, which implies kesef yes, shtar and chazaka no. But if the lumdis of the reason why I can acquire it with kesef is because of the kal v'chomer, if I can acquire their bodies with kesef, so I can acquire their movable property with kesef, that same exact lambda should apply to shtar and chazaka. And yet the halacha is you cannot acquire a para from a guy with shtar and chazaka. V'yoid, if that's the case, yisrael yisrael yochichoy. I'll prove to you that this kal v'chomer is not correct by looking at the laws when you want to acquire property from another yisrael. The gufe konile b'kesef mimoyne b'mashicha. Look at a yid. If you want to acquire an eved ivri, how do you acquire an eved ivri? One Jew owning rights in another Jew. Kesef. Can I acquire the movable property of another Jew with kesef? No. You need to acquire with Mashicha. You have to take it physically into your Rishus. So the question over here is, so you see that this Kal V'Chomer has a major flaw. If this Kal V'Chomer is correct, that Madach, you can acquire the good with kesef, you can acquire the metabolism with kesef as well, that same exact law that should apply when it comes to a yid. And yet we know that it does not apply to a yid. Right. So we have two flaws in this Kal V'Chomer. Elam Abaya b'dinem shapaskol hem Torah. The din that the Torah gave them, what did the Torah give them? Oikono miyad amisecha, miyad amisecha, hu d'mashicha, ha miyad av kachavim v'kesef. The Torah teaches us gzeris hakasov, the way you acquire metaltalin by a goy. The only way you can acquire a metaltalin by a goy is by giving cash. Because it says by a yid, miyad, if you want to buy metaltalin by a yid, the Torah says miyad amisecha, which means miyad. Miyad means you take into your rishus. So by, and being that it says amisecha, only by a yid is there a din of miyad. But by a guy who's not amisecha, there's no miyad taking into your rishus, but instead it's going to be kesef. If that's the case, the aima, why don't we go say miyad amisecha, klal, klal loy? If that's the drasha, whoever told them miyad is coming to exclude Mashiach. Maybe what it means is that when it comes to a yid, there's a kinyan called Mashiach, but by a guy, there's nothing. Nothing. There is no way it is possible for a yid to make an acquisition from a guy of a talmud. Maybe that's not what, if that's the drasha, maybe taka. There's no way in the world you can acquire. Now that's not mistaver. You can't acquire property. The answer must be the hefker. Well, other techniques, but there's no kinyan of kesef. Maybe there's a little bit of kesef altogether. Klal kal loy. Amri de loy sach. Adai de chal v'chaymehu. Guva koyin v'moyin l'kol shchein. V'eima. No. Kal v'chaymehu. Cannot be. That cannot possibly be. It cannot possibly be that there's no way to require because he's still the kal v'chaymehu. In other words, it's a combination. The Gemara's maskana here is a combination of the pasuk of miyad amisecha and the kal v'chaymehu. Yeah? Combination. Kal v'chaymehu. Now, what was the kashrut of the Kalvachayim? The kashrut of the Kalvachayim is such a good Kalvachayim, we should apply the Kalvachayim to Shtar and Chazaka also. No. To that, we have Miyad. You hear the word?
What's the Miyad?
Miyad means only when it comes to a
Miyad HaMisech.
Mashiach. Only when it comes to a Yid is there Mashiach. But Kesef works. Miyad is coming to be Ma'arbet, is coming to teach that there is going to be a Kinyan. It's a combination. The combination of the Yad HaMisech and the Kal V'chaymer. Each one by itself is not going to be strong enough. Each one by itself has a flaw. But you put the two together, it's going to work.